Good morning. When you speak about the topic of regret, it's usually a regretful topic to speak about. It's a bit negative usually, a bit sad, feelings of guilt. But I want to give a little boost to the power of regret. You know, Einstein dreamt of this unbelievable, great, tremendous possibility of humankind to do time travel. What's interesting is that with regret, you're able to do time travel. Our minds are not really bound by time. It's not really just a physical muscle in the body. Our mind is actually a spiritual entity. It exists in a metaphysical world, and it has the ability to travel through time. We know there were people that had awareness of things in the future. They saw it. They lived it. They realized it. And it was literally, they saw the future. We have people all the time that remember the past. Our mind is an amazing thing. This can be used for the good and it can be used for the bad. The power of regret is an unbelievable thing in which a person can remove his convinced attraction, interest, commitment in doing something retroactively. It could be chas v'shalom for the bad. Let's say your mother asked you to help with something in the house, and then you missed, you know, the bus. Oh, I feel bad. I helped my mom. And that pretty much removes your mind, your interest, from that mitzvah. And you could lose a mitzvah. And it's the same thing with an avera. Taking away your mind right now from something, retroactively, and regretting it, removes your mind from the thing that you did. It can be done in the past, chas v'shalom, to remove a mitzvah, which none of us want to regret a mitzvah, but it also can be used for the good, and that could remove our mind from an avera.